Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. Chiefs win the Super Bowl 25-22. Talk to Brett Kern now, former Titans punter. Of course, was a part of things last year with the Eagles. And you know a thing or two about that Chiefs team, Brett. And they now have that dynasty word connected to them. Three in the last 5 years. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's painful. It was painful to watch last night. And I was actually with Ryan Suckup last night. We were watching the game with some other guys and families, and I looked at him and was like, man, I am so glad you got your ring when you did against the Chiefs, because you're the only to beat the Chiefs in a Super Bowl. So, you know, he got his in Tampa. But other than that, everybody else that faces the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, it's you lose. So,
yeah, it's pretty amazing. When you watch Mahomes, I mean, you've played against him, you've played against Brady, you've played against Manning, you've seen – you know, some of these the best quarterbacks of all time. I mean, where do you put him in that conversation now?
I mean, you have to put him up top, right? Forget the regular season. In my opinion, like, you might be able to take him down in the regular season. I mean, this is the Chiefs team that had the most drops this year, right? And you're thinking they're not going to get very far. You're not catching the ball. You're not moving the ball like they used to. Their defense was obviously a top three defense in the league, which probably saved them a lot during the regular season. But you just get to the playoffs, and it's just I don't know. We're watching the game last night, and we're just looking at each other like, how do you beat them? Either you need somebody better than Mahomes, which I don't think there is, right? I mean, Joe Burrow's beaten him, in the playoffs in Arrowhead, so I guess maybe Joe Burrow, right? I don't know. But to be able to do it on a consistent basis, to be able to beat Mahomes, you need somebody extremely special. And then either that or you need Mahomes to not be Mahomes. You need Mahomes to kind of, I thought when he threw that interception last night, I was like, all right, well, maybe there is a little chink in the armor, right? But it's not. And I wonder too, last night, unfortunately, with Greenlaw, with that, popping his Achilles, right, just coming onto the field, excited to get out there, because what happens if he's in the game, right? Is Mahomes the leading rusher, right? He breaks off. He did that last year in the Super Bowl. He broke off a run that got him into the red zone, and they score, right? I mean, last night, I never would have thought. I mean, I would have lost money, saying that Mahomes would have had more rushing yards than Pacheco, right? And so you just wonder. That kind of injury, allowed Mahomes to just start running the ball. Obviously, they were in zone, setting back, and he just took off a couple times, and he finds a way, and that's really the only way to explain it. He finds a way to win, and especially in the biggest moments, and that's how they keep winning Super Bowls.
First of all, Brett, you got a birthday coming up, so happy birthday!
Yeah, same day as Jordan.
Happy birthday!
Right, I appreciate it. That's right. Yeah, same day as MJ. Obviously a little bit younger than him, but it's pretty cool to have the same birthday as Jordan.
You're both good golfers, though.
That's right.
Yeah, I would definitely not play with him because I heard he bets an insane amount of money per hole, to the point where it just makes you feel extremely uncomfortable.
And then somebody else says he smokes really smelly, great cigars, like expensive, smelly cigars. So you'd have to battle that too as well.
That would be tough. That would be tough. I'm not a big cigar guy. I love the smell, but I remember actually. Quick story, real quick. We were down in spring break. We went down to Mayakoba, where they just had the Live golf tournament and all that stuff. And we were on a just a little family walk, and they had tons of trails through the whole property. And the tee box on the eighth hole is right by the trail, and we were walking by and I noticed there was like six or seven golf carts, way more than normal. And we stop and I look, literally 20 feet, 15 feet, boxes, Jordan.
Uh-oh.
Together, and Jordan booked off the whole hour of tee times. So there was nobody a half hour before him, half hour behind him. He had security on the hole behind. He had security on the hole before. And so I wondered why I couldn't get a tee time in the morning to go play with my son. And Jordan had it all booked up.
You know, it's funny. It reminds me of that scene in Caddyshack where the priest shoots a nine. He's like, "Put me down for a five." I wonder if that's what Jordan does when he golfs.
I don't know. Hey, if you're betting $100,000 a hole, you better not be using the pencil scratcher to fudge your score.
You know, as they say, Brett, the best wood is your pencil. So
that's right.
Feel free to use these jokes on the golf course. I don't mind at all doing that. All right, so back to the game. You're watching this in the fourth quarter, and Chase and I were talking about this, Brett. You just knew Mahomes was going to come back. You just knew it was going to happen, right?
Yeah, just because he's done it so many times, right? And the unfortunate part is you get to overtime in San Francisco because really, you know, we talked about the stats, right? You know, the QBR and the rushing yards and the turnovers. And I went through that, you know, last night after the game, and I don't think I've ever seen a game so evenly, you know, both with two turnovers. They were within 20 yards of rushing each other. The QBR, I mean, you know, shout out to Murfreesboro, Blackman, Jennings, you know, throwing the touchdown pass, you know, 99.9 with, you know, the Niners QBR, and it was, I think Mahomes was 99.3. I mean, just so close. And so really when San Francisco, and you could debate, oh, they should have, you know, kicked so they can have the fourth down advantage, you know, knowing that if they score, what, you know, that whole scenario. But really, I mean, the defense at that point in overtime, you're 60, almost 70 plus plays right on defense. And that's a lot. So your defense needs to rest. But, you know, San Francisco getting the 3 points, it's like, yep, well, that's not enough, right? Mahomes is going to go down. He's going to find a way. And, of course, he did. So
I know you're a punter, and you made great career as a punter, but your heart break a little bit for the 49ers and the muff punt, just a little bit?
Yeah, that's tough because, obviously, it hits. I'm not sure who it hit exactly, but it hit one of the Niners guy in the foot. So the guy – Ray McCloud, he had to get on it. And I just think, you know, he tried to pick it up and try to make a play out of it instead of just getting on it, right? And that was probably his biggest mistake. But hit the Niners guy's foot, and that's a live ball, right? And so he just, you know, should have just fell on it, got the ball, and saved it. But, you know, obviously instead, you know, Chiefs took over in the red zone.
Brett Kern is with us, former Titans punter. You know, something that we were talking about with that Mahomes-Kelsey relationship, and obviously you got Kittle on the other side. Everybody is asking today, okay, should the Titans just, you know, be done with it and take Brock Bowers 7th overall? I mean, you've seen how the tight ends work. Delanie Walker, somebody you played with for a long time, and how much of a safety blanket he was to whether it was Marcus or to Ryan. Or any quarterback that has come through here. I mean, so when you look at Bowers, that's projected to be one of these game-changing tight ends, I mean, how would you evaluate him if you're the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, do you think he's there at the Titans pick?
I think he could be at seven.
He could be, right? Obviously, you don't really know that until the whole draft plays out. But, you know, I mean, you look at what Kelsey and Mahomes have, and they've been together for such a long time. Doing it. So the question is, do you think, you know, Will, and if they do, you know, draft Brock, right, can they have that type of connection, right? Is Will that guy, you know, to really lead this franchise through for the next, you know, 5-10 years, right? That's to be determined. I think that a lot depends on what you put around them, right? You know, you saw, you know, like in Brock Purdy's case, you have everything, you know, from McCaffrey, Ayuk, Debo, great offensive line, Juszczyk, right, a fullback that is pretty much another extension of Kittle, right, and then you have Kittle, right, and you have all that, and you still came up short, and then you look at Mahomes, and it's like, well, you got Kelsey, Valdez, Scantley. I mean, you start going off with the names, and, you know, you got Pacheco, but it's not obviously what the 49ers have, and so you can surround Will with a lot of guys like the 49ers did, but is, and I'm not saying Brock Purdy's not the guy, right? I'm just saying, you know, you surround him with all these weapons, and can they take down Mahomes? Because really that's the goal in the AFC, is how can you beat Mahomes in the playoffs? And so I think that's probably the question that needs to be answered. And I think that'll only be, you know, next year, to really determine if he's that guy.
Talking to Brett Kern this morning here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Brett, you know, special teams played a big part in the game last night. All that happened, you know, Butker kicked the 57-yard field goal, you know, the block extra point and all that. You were a holder for many, many years in the league, and you've done it in some crucial and clutch situations. What's the most nervous you ever – was it the suck-up field goal in Kansas City when it was minus 200 degrees, or is there one that stands out for you as a holder?
Oh, it was definitely the suck up one in 0 degrees, just because I really couldn't feel my hands, right? And I think, you know, when you have that feeling of, I can't really feel my hands, and if the snap, and I, you know, Bo at the time, you know, he's probably thinking the same thing, like, my hands are freezing, and I had to get this back here, and hopefully, you know, it's around 12 o'clock, so when Brett puts it down, he doesn't have to spin the laces at all, right? Because everything had to line up perfectly for that ball to travel as far as it did in that weather. Laces had to be good, tilt had to be good, everything. And so, yeah, I mean, I was pretty darn nervous for that field goal, just because you make it, you keep going on, right? We still have playoff hopes. But just to not be able to feel your hands was not a great feeling. So that was probably the most nervous I've been. And it's just one of those things, like, you've done it my rookie year. You know, I took 250 jug snaps of field goals off the dugs every day at practice. And so you're looking at, by the time I was just even done with my rookie mini camp, you know, I was 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 deep in reps just off field goal snaps, right? And so the more you do, it just becomes second nature, right? So, but that one in Kansas City, that was that was pretty rough. So,
well, we'll see if they can do it again next year, Brett. It's certainly going to be interesting. Yeah. And like you said, with the draft talk, that's where we're at now. But appreciate you, and we'll definitely talk soon. And look forward to kind of getting your thoughts on as we shift into draft mode with the Titans.
Yep, sounds good. Y'all have a good week, and I think I might just go to whatever betting website and whatever the Chiefs are at for next year. I'll just put $20 or $100 down and just call it that. So
probably a wise move.
Good job.
Thanks as always, Brett. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joining us here on the program. I continue to take your calls and text your reaction here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.